ओम शांति। 30th of January 2019, Wednesday. Today's blessing is, may you be filled with the treasure of happiness and become a charitable soul who gives the donation of happiness to unhappy souls. May you be filled with the treasure of happiness and become a charitable soul who gives the donation of happiness to unhappy souls. At this time, the world has sorrow at every moment, whereas you have happiness at every moment. So to give happiness to unhappy souls is the greatest charity, punya, of all. People of the world spend so much time and money to be happy, whereas you have easily received the treasure of imperishable happiness. Now simply continue to share with others what you have received. To share it means to increase it. Let whoever comes into connection with you experience you are having received some elevated attainment in which you have happiness. So Baba is saying, at this time the world is filled with unhappiness. Wherever you see unhappy souls. Every moment is a moment of unhappiness. There is not an iota of happiness anywhere in the world. If you look with as a detached observer, you will find that each and every heart somewhere is unhappy. The cause of unhappiness may vary, but each soul is unhappy because of some or other reason. Poor are unhappy, rich are unhappy. The youth are unhappy, the old are unhappy. The parents are unhappy, the children are unhappy. And whatever happiness they have is just superficial, is but transitory stage which comes and which goes away. But the basic thing that remains with them is their unhappiness. And the basic thrust of humankind is for happiness. Outside, post, position, wealth, relationships, outside, affluence, do contribute to happiness, but not the real happiness. The spring of real happiness is somewhere within us. And the farther we go away from our own self, we become more and more unhappy. This is a point where we are and where our happiness is. And this is a circle. This is soul consciousness. This is body consciousness. Every human being is somewhere here, walking, moving, orbiting around. While when we are here at this center, that time we are happy. And there are so many layers after layers. And each layer of body consciousness makes us go away from this soul consciousness which is at the center. Where I am, in the center or at the orbit? That is the question. So Baba is saying the whole world is unhappy. And yesterday's Murli Baba had said, all the sorrows have accumulated now, at this point. And there are mountains of happiness which would fall in future. And before that, your present happiness is nothing, unhappiness. Mountains of unhappiness are going to fall. So definitely, something has gone wrong in understanding life. If after doing everything in life, this is the result, probably we need to recheck, understand where what has gone wrong, why this much unhappiness has come. So in the ultimate analysis, it is going away from the center and living a life which is on the circumference. This circumference has got many temptations, post, position, wealth, family, relationships, money, and comforts, conveniences, and good social life. All these things are there on the surface. But somewhere going away from our own nature, which is Satchit Ananda Swarup, which is existence, knowledge, bliss, and going away from that internal bliss, that internal stage of happiness, that internal stage of super sensuous bliss, has perhaps led to all the sorrows. Anityam Asukham Lokam. Gita says, O Arjuna, this world is transitory, and Asukh, where there is no happiness. If you want to seek real happiness, you must begin the journey within. So Baba is saying, the world has sorrow at every moment, but you have happiness at every moment. So there is a sharp contrast in all the Murlis. What the worldly people are having, what you are having. What the worldly people are doing, what you are doing. What is their goal, what is your goal. What they want, what you want. What they have achieved, what you have achieved. Where you are going, where they are going. What is their test, what is your test. What you need, what they need. So, every Murli will have such contrast. So, Baba is saying, when there is such unhappiness in the world, you have got treasure of happiness. You have become master of the treasure of happiness. So give this happiness to unhappy souls. And this is probably the greatest of all the charity. People of the world spend so much time and money to be happy. All the efforts are going on the periphery, on the circumference to make happy, themselves happy. And of course they have become happy to some extent, but that is very evanescent. So people of the world, so much time and money, everything they do to make happy, and here you have received the treasure of imperishable happiness. Now simply continue to share with others what you have received. To share means to increase. So let's, whosoever comes in connection with you, experience your having received some elevated attainment, in which you have happiness. Happiness is such a rare commodity in this world at present. And Baba is saying, you have received happiness. Have I really? That is another question one should ask oneself. And if yes, then I have to share that happiness with others. In one of the Murlis, Baba had said, happiness doesn't mean that somebody is laughing loudly and showing off that I am very happy. Happiness is the internal stream, a river flowing in the consciousness, where one is churning knowledge, where one is doing yoga, where one is situated in that stage of jnana and yoga. That is the real happiness. Real happiness doesn't mean becoming extrovert. The real happiness is the stage of introversion. Real happiness is the stage of silence. Real happiness is the stage of solitude. Real happiness is the stage of deep internal love for God, thankfulness, gratitude, dancing and rejoicing within. So that is real happiness, and we have that happiness. And when you have something, the greatest joy lies in sharing it with others. Whether it is some points of knowledge, or whether it is some deeper experiences of yoga, or whether it is some life experiences that would make others also to experience love of God. In Sufis, they tell one story about Jesus Christ. Though this story is not there anywhere in Bible, nor anywhere in Christian literature, but Sufis were a different group of people, and they would create some stories, and they were very deep people, and their only aim was to love God and love humanity and nothing else. They were not interested in forming any sects, castes, creeds, dogmas, principles, tenets, commandments, but their very religion was love, and nothing but love. Just the divine love. That's how those Sufi people were. So they tell an anecdote or a story about Jesus, that once Jesus Christ came in one village, and in that village he found a group of people sitting very sad, depressed, as if listless, not interested in life. And he asked those people, "Why are you unhappy?" And those people say, "We are unhappy because we are burning in this hell and we want to come out of this hell. This world is a hell." And they also say that we don't want to go in hell. So we are trying to devise methods and means so that we would be saved from the hellfire. And we are not getting. And that's why we are very unhappy. Because who will save us from this hell? There's a concept of hell and heaven in every religion. So they were worried about this thing, and that's why they say, "We are very unhappy, we are very sad, because we fear hell." So Jesus goes ahead. And another place he finds another group of people sitting and bemoaning and crying and very much depressed. So, seeing those people so unhappy, he asked that group of people, "Why are you unhappy?" So those people say, "We are unhappy because we are worried about heaven. How we would be able to go into the kingdom of heaven? What should we do so that we enter the kingdom of heaven? So, and we don't find any way, any means, so that we enter into that kingdom of God, that garden of God. And that's why we are unhappy." So Jesus doesn't stop there and goes ahead. And then he meets a third group of people who are dancing and rejoicing and singing. And he asks them, "Are you not worried about hell or heaven?" And they say, "We have nothing to do with him. We are just thanking the Lord. We love him and we thank him and we are gratitude and we are dancing and rejoicing because life is now at this moment. And that's why we are dancing. Who bothers about we are not greedy for heaven, nor we fear hell. Our religion is not the religion of fear or not the religion of greed, but this is the religion of joy. This is the religion of rejoicing. This is the religion of enjoyment. This is the religion of divine ecstasy, rapture. And that's why we are rejoicing." And Jesus says to them, "You are my people. I will stay with you." And he stays with them. So this is maybe a concocted story, but Sufis enjoy telling numerous such stories about Jesus. And the crux is, life is here, life is now, life is about enjoyment. It's not about complaining, it's not about fear. It's not about greed. So it's here. And that's why Baba says, your happiness is now. You have received the Father. You have got the Father. Nobody in the world knows who is Father. And you know who is He. That's why your happiness should be the ultimate, the highest. So, the real happiness is here at the center, soul consciousness. And the happiness dwindles down as you approach the periphery, which is body consciousness. Where I am living throughout the day, right from morning till night, how do I spend my day? In the center or in the periphery? That's a question one everyone should ask. So in this blessing, Baba is saying, you have got this happiness, and when you have something, what you have to do is give it to somebody. Sharing is increasing. In Hindi, they use two words, rhyming, bantna, badhna. So when you share, your happiness increases. This is spiritual statistics, spiritual mathematics. Spiritual mathematics is very different. Spiritual mathematics is very different. One of the spiritual mathematics is about this. 1 plus 1. How much? There are different ways in this. This is interpreted. This is spiritual mathematics. 1 plus 1, 0. 1 plus 1, 2. 1 plus 1, 11. Then 1 plus 1, multi-million times. This is spiritual, 4 equations of spiritual mathematics. How come? The first is 1 plus 1 is 0. How come? For example, one man is there, person A, and with his cunningness, with his shrewdness, he exploited person B, and B has died, and now B's children are there too, and they decide to take revenge. And they grow up and they destroy A or kill A, and because of these two are caught and they are put behind the bars or sentenced or given death imprison, death sentence, and they are also destroyed. So 1 and 1, A and B have become 0. Nothing has come out. This is the equation of revenge. This is known as spiritual mathematics. Where 1 and 1, 2 people have come together and they have destroyed each other. The same is the case with Shakespeare's Hamlet. Where the Hamlet sees the ghost of his father, and the ghost tells that your mother married your uncle, my brother, just after my death, and it was their plot to kill me. And that's why you must take revenge. And Hamlet decides to take revenge, and in that fury, in that efforts, everybody is killed in that drama. It's the longest tragedy written by Shakespeare, where everyone is killed. And the desire was just to take revenge. So here two people have come together and they have become 0. So this is spiritual mathematics, when there is an attitude of revenge. The second is simple. There are two partners, business partner, they have come together. And their profit have increased. Earlier they were practicing alone. But when they come together in the worldly way, their profit have increased. Now there are two spiritual people who have come together. Or not spiritual, some moral people have come together. For example, Chanakya and his disciple Chandragupta. When they come together, it doesn't become 2. It becomes 11. Because they have changed the entire political scenario of the world, of India at that time. When two great people come together, They are not very spiritual, but they have very strong moral ground, very selfless feelings. As I gave the example of Chanakya and Chandragupta, when they come together, they do not become two, they become 11. And what is this? 1 plus 1, multi-million times. This is spiritualities. These are two Brahma Kumars or two Brahma Kumaris coming together. Or two spiritualists coming together. So when they come together, and their power of Jnana and their power of Yoga, when they are combined, what is created is this entire spiritual Yajna. Two souls. There is a one center in very congested, crowded city, and there are two souls staying just, two Brahma Kumaris, for example, in one center. But their coming together is the cause of upliftment of the entire town. And by that way, the whole world, because their vibrations are penetrating across. So these are the four equations of spiritual mathematics, where one and one also becomes zero, but one and one can become multi-million times also. So Baba is saying, when you give, your happiness increases. If I give this pen to somebody, I don't have any pen. So, by giving worldly things, they increase. But if I have happiness, if I have bliss, I have blessings, I have knowledge, I have yoga power, I have divine virtues, everything which is there in the domain of spirituality. Whenever I give something, that thing increases. So in the realm of spirituality, the formula are entirely different. They do not behave, equations do not behave in the same manner as they behave in the mundane world. So, when you have happiness, what you have to do is give it. So, what are the ways of giving happiness? You remain happy, so you give happiness. No, still, what are the ways of making somebody happy? Sharing what? Sharing with them. So how do we do that? That's what is the question. How do you share happiness with others? Or how do you make others happy? How do you make others happy? You help others. That is small acts of goodness. We see in the hospital, sometimes a person comes with fruit or flower, some rich man, and he distributes that flower to each and every patient and goes away. He is not related to anybody. It's a small act of happiness, but so small actions of happiness, small acts of happiness, helping somebody who is in need, helping somebody, a boy who doesn't have education, help him getting education. What else? Helping others, saying kind words, talking to the one who is depressed, who doesn't have anybody, giving the feeling that we are with you. Then what else? Praise their virtues, praise their qualities, appreciate them, give them stimulus, give them inspiration, give them motivation, so that they should also go ahead. So, and sharpening their skills, helping them go ahead in life, becoming a guide, become showing way to them. What else? Listening is a very important thing. You know why there are psychologists in the world and counselors? Parents are there, but still they take their child to a counselor. Why? Because parents are judgmental. If a child says something, they will already judge it. Their opinion is pre-biased. While a counselor, only quality a counselor has is he listens. That's it. And nobody is ready to listen to anybody in this world. Everybody is so busy. So counselor is the only person who is non-judgmental and who listens. And that's why people go to him. And he is paid only for listening. In one way. Because in home, nobody has time to listen to your life story. What else? So listening is a way to help. Then, if somebody is sick, serving the sick, serving the person who is not well, is a way to show giving happiness. Then, sharing knowledge. This is the greatest way of happiness, in fact. Churning knowledge and then sharing with others. Doing yoga and sending out yoga vibrations. Imbibing divine virtues and telling their importance to others. What else? Teaching others. In this today's Sakar Murli Baba said, every one of you is a teacher. Baba is teacher, so he has made you teacher. And the one, if whatever one quality one has, the same quality he will impart. So Baba is teacher, so he is making you, every one of you, into a teacher. So teaching others, but that teaching should be not didactic. What is didactic teaching? It's an English word. Didactic teaching. Didactic means do this, do this, do that. It is like this, it is like this. Serving to teach others. Teaching should not be didactic. It should be other way around. We should be, the teacher should learn with the students. That way we should teach. And teaching is one more thing. Very important thing about teaching. Especially spirituality. Imagine a person is there who is on fast for 1 month. Okay. Who has done fast. And now you prepared all the delicious sweets. And with a plate full of your good, sumptuous meal, you present him. Will he eat? He is on fast for 1 month. He is drinking only juices or water. And you want him to, you have served, you have prepared your food, delicious food, and you want him to eat. Will he eat? No. In the similar manner, the worldly souls are like that. Whatever spiritual knowledge you will give them, not necessary that they will eat. Look at their mental condition also. They are weak inside. So they may not imbibe, absorb, assimilate, digest this knowledge. So one has to understand that also at the time of teaching. Especially spiritual things if you teach. The method of teaching spirituality is first, it's just like the field, soil. It has to be made soft first. First you have to plow it. And if there are some hard materials, remove it. And then you sow the seed and then the trees would come or crop will come. Otherwise not. So mind is also like the field. And some minds have become very hardened. Some minds have been fasting. So you have to make them soft. You have to make them, those minds, remove the hardness with your love. And then teach, and that is would be the real teaching. Otherwise people are not going to learn. First the mind should be made, should be tamed, and then the heart should be tamed, then the mind should be trained. That's the principle. So give happiness. Om Shanti.